With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. South Carolina Senator Tim Scott surprisingly pulling his hat out of the 2024 presidential ring. He made the surprise announcement this evening on Fox News Sunday Night in America with Trey Gowdy. Meanwhile, efforts are continuing to free hostages in Gaza taken by Hamas during its attack on Israel last month. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the U.S. is part of the negotiations that include 9 Americans among the 240 that were taken October 7th.
Yes, there are ongoing negotiations involving the Israelis, the Qataris, and we, the United States.
On ABC's This Week this morning, Sullivan was asked about Israel's insistence it controls security in Gaza when the war ends. Says the U.S. objectives, though, have been clearly stated.
No reoccupation of Gaza, no reduction in the territory of Gaza, no forcible displacement of Palestinians, and Gaza should never be allowed to be used as a base for terrorist attacks against Israel or anyone else.
Also at SRNNews.com, a plan to avoid a government shutdown this coming Friday. House Speaker Mike Johnson yesterday unveiling his proposal to extend government funding for some agencies and programs until January 19th. And continuing funding for others until February 2nd. Former President Trump's defense team slated to start questioning witnesses tomorrow in his civil fraud trial in New York against the Trump Organization. Alina Haba, one of Mr. Trump's lawyers, says they plan to ask for a mistrial.
This judge has to be the one that decides, is he going to recuse himself? Does he feel that there was a mistrial? It's a bench trial. We have one judge, and it's the same judge that issued the gag order that has to make those determinations.
On Fox News Sunday morning, futures. Haba says her client did nothing wrong.
They just want to make it as if there was some sort of corruption and some sort of conspiracy. There was none. There was an accounting firm, there were lawyers, and there were sophisticated lenders that all did their job, and nobody got harmed.
This is SRN News. A man is named to Glamour Magazine's 2023 Year Women of the Year list.
Gina Rosero is an author and an activist. He's also a man. And Glamour is just the latest entity to embrace his transgender lifestyle. He was the 2020 Miss Universe Nepal contest winner and has been recognized as a leading woman in other periodicals. This isn't going without notice, however. Glamour's social media pages are crammed with actual women protesting the magazine's decision to honor Rosero. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
They say it's never too early to start preparing for Christmas. It's more special now if you've got to muster more than 100 people and a small herd of animals. Like churches across the country are doing, they're laying the groundwork for their Living Nativity presentations, and one of the biggest will take place at Yates Thargood Baptist Church in Carthage, North Carolina. 120 costume performers presenting a 35-minute proclamation of the Christmas story. SRN News. The investigation continues into a deadly barn fire in upstate New York.
Authorities say the blaze that killed more than 24 racehorses at a track was deliberately set. State police say the horses died early Thursday when the barn at the Tioga Downs Casino Resort Complex was set on fire. A 32-year-old Athens, Pennsylvania man has been charged with arson and burglary. Authorities say one person who entered the barn in an attempt to save horses suffered second-degree burns. Jason Walker reporting.
5 U.S. service members killed when a military helicopter crashed during training over the eastern Mediterranean Sea. The military's European command says all 5 crew members were killed when the copter went down, quote, during a routine air refueling mission as part of military training. Military said the cause is under investigation, but there's no indication hostile activity was involved. This is SRN News.